your brother getting skinny cause you want your pocket fat. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be? You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind?
This is Simon Padad and Seamus. Stay locked on to Soca Session on the Seacup 90.3 FM. Hey, where they play brand new soca in Montreal. Famous, better than Seamus. No.
Soca in your 514.
Listen me. Production sounds. Production sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, Juve morning. Everybody tripping. Drinks them sipping. Woman finger licking.
Stronger.
Don't
I
pretty girl, throw your hands in the air. Jump up and down and whine all around and scream like you just don't care. Tenika, Onika, Aisha, Michelle. Jump up and down and throw your waist well, cause you know that you are no stepping. Sexy girl, where you get that body from? Look at your legs, tick, tick like a time bomb. Bend back and show them how to walk the waist. Flex out and grind like it in a haze. Pretty face, girl, I know you is a heaven sent. The way you smile, I could tell you're truly confident. Watch your form, girl, let's do the father really bless. They make the mumpy them look like they in a mess.
Cause you know I'm a- them soup we are coming. I feed them, they coming. They coming, they coming.
They send Obia man for me, but I'm still going strong. A buck come from Guyana to try and lick me down, but I am blessed.
They send Warren out for me. He's going on too long. Me try more than she too for maintenance and me son. But I am blessed.
Any day and any time is a good time right now. My time to shine now. Any time is a good time now. I love it.
Jump in the wheels and let's go. and do all them things we see on TV. I get a feel of the synthesizer rhythm. Come let me join the people and rock with body, so we could get the feeling to to get the sound vibrating you and how the music making you
Well, it's more soca to come. Thank you.
your 514.
Check. In the meantime, let me formally introduce myself to you. You listen to yours truly, Production Sounds, on Soca Sessions on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is a thing called Soca in your 514. What is Soca in your 514? I started it a couple of weeks ago in October, where I'm going to feature a new DJ, Montreal DJ, Airview. The last hour is going to be dedicated to a new DJ. This week, tonight, we have featuring DJ Kid, aka Etienne from Nemesis. I'm letting you guys know, because all the Vince Masters are locked in, you know, he is going to be the featured DJ for tonight. So, let me not forget all the orderlies who locked in and listened to me religiously, all the night crawlers, all taxi drivers. So thank you very much for the support over this time. You know, it's not easy, especially during this COVID, but we trying our best to bring to you soca music, you know, at its finest. Also, I have my sidekick, Soca Head, aka Rachel. She's gonna give you a little entertainment roundup later on, right? Every week I try to do like a live show of an artist, and this artist for this week is gonna be Nadia Batten McGill, the person that's in charge of the band, the first female soca band called Sass, right? So we're gonna play a live show from her, and then we're gonna come back again to Soca in your 514. But what I want you to do in the meantime, I want you to tag a friend, message a friend, anyone that you know live loves soca, come have a listen to soca, introduce them to this show, please, and spread the word. Follow me on Instagram at ProductionJR, right? So if you just locked Team Production Songs on CK89.3 FM, Soca Session it is. We're gonna go into a live show with Nadia Batson.
Soca in your 514.
If you want something
Oh, yes, Dr. McGill 98.5. If you just locked in, tune in, you listen to your Shooter Production Sounds. This is another episode of Soca India 514. What is Soca India 514? I gotta keep telling you and making sure that you know. This is a segment. This is something we have decided to do to support our local DJs within this time. You know, during this pandemic, during this second lockdown, it's not easy. And it's hard for promoters, it's hard for DJs to get exposure. So that's why we have decided to focus on the DJs and give them the exposure that they need. Especially one-child DJs, right? So, if you have a favorite DJ that you haven't heard as yet, send me an email, send me a message, and let me know. Say, hey, what about this guy? Or tell the DJ himself and let him hit me up, right? We had, last week we had Nicholas, then we had DJ Kaz, we had DJ Big Worm, we had PU. This week we have Etienne, aka DJ Kin. You know, and the list goes. We have a lot of DJs going all until the end of November. You know, but there's always room. There's always room for Montreal DJs. So hit me up and I will try to put you in maybe in December or maybe before January. Right? But the whole goal and the whole purpose of this show and every other show within 2020 is to support the locals. That's why we call it Soca India 514. I want to thank each and everyone for the positive feedbacks and their positive words of you know, reinforcement. It was nice to get all these emails I got during the past week. I know there's a lot of supporters and I truly appreciate you guys making your opinion vocal. Thank you very much. So I'm going to pass you on to Soca Head, definitely. She's going to take you on to the 3 o'clock hour when we hear DJ Kid. Bless.
Welcome back, everyone, to
Soca in your 514.
With yours truly, Rachel Georgiana, also known as Soca Head, and none other than Junior Mr. Production Sounds.
Soca in your 514.
So recap from last weekend, we had DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas, also known as Nicholas Ross, is actually one of Montreal's most requested DJs. He's a Vinci who started his career with a popular club in the city, Nemesis Sounds, and he then moved over to New Concept.
Soca in your 514.
He's also a former member of the CKUT West Indian Rhythms team. You guys can always go on to ckut.ca under programming and archives to listen to his mix. You will not be disappointed. And you can also follow him on Instagram at DJ_Nicholas.
Soca in your 514.
As for this evening, tonight we have DJ Kid, Mr. Etienne Williams, another member of the infamous sound crew Nemesis Sound. He's a very talented DJ, so you guys will really want to stay tuned to listen to him.
Soca in your 514.
I want to continue to remind you guys that Soca in your 514 is really just an avenue for DJs to broadcast their love and skills for Soca, especially during these times we're all being tested in many different ways, from not being able to be with loved ones to less income. The spectrum is all over the board. And it's like we're all kind of in this limbo, anxiously waiting to see what kind of changes the world is really going to bring. And with that being said, this segment is really set to uplift everyone in these dark times.
Soca in your 514.
I mean, we're trying to create an opportunity for our fellow patrons to bring some sort of entertainment, like a gleam of happiness, through, of course, the love of Soca. To all the people who've been listening consistently, thank you. On behalf of myself, Production Sounds, and of course the DJs. And to those who've just tuned in, well, welcome to the party.
Soca in your 514.
So normally I bring you guys some entertainment news, something fun and interesting, and of course the new releases of the week. And this week I stumbled upon Nadia Batson's YouTube series called Yellow Cow TV. This week she had her first guest interview, which was with the Soca beauty Miss Splash herself, someone I had the honor of meeting this year at Trinidad Carnival, Miss Nessa Preppy. So the segment basically is hosted by Alicia and of course Nadia Batson, where they discuss life and of course relationship topics.
Soca in your 514.
In this segment with Nessa, they discuss situational topics such as what would you do if you knew your naked pictures were going to be leaked, and of course industry topics like how the industry tends to put you in a box, especially as a female artist. She also spoke about how women look while smoking, as she dabbles in it herself, amongst other things. One thing that was kind of interesting that Nessa admitted to about herself is that she's actually a film enthusiast and is working on a production herself. Here's a little clip of the interview.
A local series.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
But I want it to be, I need it to be as real as possible, as raw as possible, but not corny. Because I realize sometimes Trinidad film, they just try to be real and raw, but they just still end up being like, they're trying to kind of adapt a foreign.
Form, yep.
Yeah, you know? I need it to be very
pure.
But you see, we love we Bacchanal here in Trinidad, you know, but what is going on? We had to pay attention to what's going on outside because we don't have that much content now. So, like, you know, like them little things as we see on the internet, local stuff, and it's talked about and it's Bacchanal. Imagine if somebody do a very well scripted show. Like how we used to have Westwood Park long time.
Yeah.
But more modern, of course, and you know, good acting, more real. And,
that's been the next part too, to find real good actors, because that does really, no matter what, actually we focus on the wrong part, writers.
With actors, I think you need to just train them for like a 2 weeks, give them a lecture course and you know, kind of give them a crash course into this is what the show going to be like, this is what your character going to be like, so you need to be a little more thing, and I think it will flourish.
Yeah, but you see, I was about to say it, the problem actually starts before that with the writing, because writers have a way, like even in ads here up to this day, when I listen into certain ads on radio, I just be saying, who are they trying to appeal to?
Yeah, because I just always watch the Nigerian film industry. I remember some years ago when I was watching, like let me say, like in 2011, you know, I remember I used to watch a lot of Nigerian movies on DVD. And the quality used to be so bad. It used to be like low.
Yeah.
And the song bad, but you're enjoying it. Because the storyline carrying you.
Yeah.
And you like the Bacchanal and you like how it's going. So, you know, you kind of overlook the quality. But things now really advanced now with how like a million Nigerian movies on Netflix. High quality.
Yeah.
Best
yeah.
audio. Best storyline.
Yeah.
And the thing evolved. And I literally watched that because I am a very big film enthusiast and things like that now. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that, but I do
that.
No. And I always say I find that industry, I see that industry grow with like in 10 years time. It went from like phone quality
to now
like
big
Hollywood.
Nollywood.
So, you know,
Nollywood.
I just commend them for that, and I think we need to take a page out of that book.
Of course.
And you know, I think the storylines is what will keep people most of
you need writers.
So you need to people, come up with bad storylines, bad twists, bad turn, and we need to start to have our own things.
That's a fact. That's a figgity fact. Hey, Ole, we have Ole Sirigedi, No Shit Jam tease.
No Shit Jam.
You guys can check out the interview on YouTube at Yellow Cow TV. So, speaking of film, and of course, what we're here to listen to,
Soca.
Did you know that you can actually find Soca songs on Netflix? All right. Okay. Let me explain. So we can't deny the fact that Soca is being recognized more and more internationally. So much so that Aaron Duncan, a young Trinidadian singer, if you don't know him, he's like a little Mashal reborn. His song, Can You Feel It, is actually featured in a family film called Dolphin Kick that was released in 2019. Another Soca song that made it to Netflix before Aaron Duncan's song was actually Olatunji's song, Oh Yeah, which is featured in Spike Lee's science fiction drama called See You Yesterday. And lastly, another popular Spike Lee series called She's Gotta Have It. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It includes none other than Mr. GBM Neutron's 2016 hit, Scene. We all know this song. And not only is his song playing in the show, but Mr. GBM is actually in the scene himself and gets a shout out. Now we could add an actor to his resume. I mean, whether or not Spike Lee likes Soca or Netflix likes Soca, Soca is making it to the big screen in some way, shape, or form. And I'm sure it's only going to get bigger. And with that being said, this brings me to talk to you about a recent project that is currently in production about a woman who strongly believes in the love of Soca and unity of all races, Miss Claudia Jones. For those who don't know who she is, Claudia Jones is a British Trinidadian journalist and activist who had a very pivotal role starting the world's largest street festival, the Notting Hill Carnival. As a matter of fact, the first, what we call today Notting Hill Carnival, took place January 30th, 1959, and was actually called Claudia's Caribbean Carnival. The movie, it's actually set to be placed in London, 1958, a time where race riots were very common. And basically the movie shows her journey from her Belmont days in Trinidad to her migration to the US and deportation to England. The production is actually being directed by the award-winning Caribbean-Canadian director Frances Ann Solomon in collaboration with the Caribbean Tales Media Group and Green Acre Films, amongst other production companies. I honestly believe that this movie is going to be amazing. I feel like the material like this is essential to our culture to maintain and continue the legacy of Soca and to show where it actually comes from. To showcase not only our strength, our resilience as a people, but as Black women. I mean, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you come from, right? The release dates have not been set yet, but definitely keep an eye out. I will be keeping an eye out. And as soon as I get information, I will be definitely be sharing with you guys.
I could go to my grave to support this thing. Push this Soca
Global. All right, guys. So now it's time for new releases of the week. This week, Patrice actually released the acoustic version to her new song, Tender. It's beautiful. And I hope you enjoy it.
Cause you are my everything, and I gon' do anything. Go put that on everything, oh, for you. If I give you all my loving, would you treasure? Would you cherish it and never let me go? Cause you're not gon' find someone to love you better. Oh, if I want thing, that for certain. Make I go love you, Janja, Janja, Janja. Make I go love you, tender, tender. make I go love you, change, change, change. Make I go love you, tender, tender, tender. My love, they eternal, 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 eternal. I love you for eternity. Oh, my love, in eternal, eternal. To show my devotion, yeah. You know, send me open like a window, my love. I go alla walla for you. You know, send me feel you. Baby, that body, they good. Oh, nana. If I give you all my love, you know, would you treasure? Would you cherish it and never let me go? Cause you're not gonna. Make I go love you, change, change, change. Make I go love you, tender, tender, tender. Make I go love you, change, change, change. Make I go love you, tender, tender, oh, tender. Oh. My love is eternal, 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 eternal. I love you for eternal. Eternally, 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 I love you for eternity. You give me plenty, plenty love. You give me plenty, plenty love. Plenty, plenty, my love. Plenty, plenty, my love. Plenty, plenty, my love. Plenty, plenty, my love.
Oh. It's beautiful, right? I know. All right, so another release that came out is from Hollaback and SR Viper. They released a song dedicated to all the black queens out there called Nubian Queen. The video is out as well.
Nubian Queen, girl, I swear that I want you. You make me wanna do like Joe Goldberg and stalk you. My mama black king, so them things they may not do. Girl, yeah, for me, gotta prove it. I'm giving you more, don't use me.
Soca in your 514.
And of course, the Queen of Bacchanal, she actually released a dancehall-inspired track called Gyal Bubble on the Bounce It Rhythm. Not only did she release this song, but she also just released a Parang song in time for Christmas called Lie Lie Lie, featuring Boom Champion's own It's Grown. Can you guess what the song is about? It's about who does horn better, men or women? Here's a little sample.
When I ask the man, what is that? He say it's mosquito by them man. Them put lie, lie, lie.
Another song where apparently caused a real big scandal. This song involves pineapples, whipped cream, grapes, and... Well, listen, if you guys saw the video, you already know what's going on. The name is called All Over Your Body by Yankee Boy.
I can see my lips, yeah.
And enough of the bacchanal. Lastly, the song that we can all use for a little motivation and a little spiritual inspiration is actually released by Ricardo Drew, King Verse, and Crown Prince called Lift Me Up.
Two ways to go, which way do I run? Father, please help me with this. Lift me up. Please don't let me down. Father, lift me up. Please don't let me down. Father, lift me up. Please don't let me down. Father, lift me up.
So those are the releases for the week. Make sure to check those out. Once again, I want to thank all the DJs who have submitted their mixes. Don't forget, guys, to continue sending them in. Even if you're shy, Soca is all about unity, so just show what you've got. For those who want to send in your mixes, you can send them via email to productionsounds@gmail.com or via WhatsApp at 514-862-6321.
Soca in your 514.
Like I said, Soca is all about unity and good vibes, so just bring it on.
Soca in your 514.
Don't forget, for past episodes, you can always go to ckut.ca/programming and archives and select Soca Sessions.
Soca. 514.
Now let me tell you a little bit about our next DJ, DJ Kid.
Soca in your 514.
He goes by the name of Etienne Williams, and he's actually also a member of Nemesis Sounds. He's been DJing for over a decade and has always enjoyed entertaining a big crowd.
Soca in your 514.
Despite COVID, his passion and dedication for music won't stop him anytime soon from showcasing his skills for music. You guys already know the name. They DJed at some of the biggest and hottest parties in Montreal. So DJ Kid is here to tear it down, guys, so make sure to turn the speakers up.
Soca in your 514.
Sean is a record.
This is Soca Head and Production Sounds for Soca in your 514. Happy Diwali to all my Trinis. And remember, Soca is life, Soca is love, Soca is freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Soca in your 514. Soca in your 514. This radio station is on fire. Fire. CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're listening to the 514 1 hour soca mix by DJ Kid from Nemesis Sound.
Yeah!
I don't represent for the baddest, you know. DJ Kid here.